The word that I believe God wanted me to bring to the church today is the joy of the Lord is your strength. I just want to read it's in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Nehemiah continued, "Go and celebrate with a feast of choice foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." I thought it'd be good if you just turned to the person next to you and said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that, everybody. I want to thank everyone again. I've been up a couple of times and given a short testimony because, as most of you know, I've been having a battle against lung cancer since February this year. And I want to talk about what happened to me this week because I had a lovely bank holiday weekend. And then Tuesday, I went into Wick's Builders Merchants over there and I bumped into a guy I hadn't seen for about 20-odd years. And I told him about my situation. And he said, "Oh, there's a bloke works for me. He's like 57 years old. And he's had what you've got, except for his is worse because he's got it in both lungs and he had it in his lymph nodes and this, that and the other. And he's cured himself." And he goes, "I'll give me your phone number and I'll send you the video through." And this bloke's experience, I believe, is really genuine. He's like a normal Sheffield sort of guy. But he decided to take worming tablets, and which has got an, if you Google it, it's got an active ingredient in it that can fight against cancer. And it completely changed his diet. But whether it were true or not, what this did for me was like cause loads of doubt in my mind, and it really threw me because I'm having 20 sessions of radiotherapy. I've got 5 left to do this week, and it's starting to really cause my throat to burn all the time, especially I can't swallow things and that very easily. And so I'm going through like quite a difficult time, and so I was thinking, well, I could pack up with that radiotherapy and just eat vegetables like him. He had go up at 6 in the morning, he had raw broccoli, raw cabbage, and then he ate meat, and he said that cancer fed on sugar, so you've got to cut all sugar out of your diet. And it just like, I was thinking about the chapter in James, it says, don't let your mind be tossed about like the waves on the sea. And so what I did was, I went back to a couple of scriptures that God had given me about just a couple of weeks ago about my own situation. But sorry, I just have to bear with. First of all, I got a scripture when I first got diagnosed with cancer, and I don't know if I read this out in church before or not, but I'll read it again. And it were the end of Psalm 39 and the beginning of Psalm 40. And I came across this scripture by just opening my Bible. And when I were a new Christian, well, before I became a Christian, that's how I became a Christian in a way, because Margaret, we'd had our first child, and Margaret had started going to church to a keep fit class and one thing and another, and gradually she became a Christian. And then I started panicking, thinking, well, she's a Christian, and what about if God tells her to go and be a missionary in Africa or something, and she abandons me? So one night, most of the time she was going to fellowship group, it were a daytime one, so it didn't really affect me. But one night she went to some function. She'd been a Christian about a year, and I went to church with her, but I didn't have a faith. And I was sat at home, and I noticed a Bible on the side, and I just opened it. And I opened it on a bit what said, "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased." And when I went to church on the following Sunday, the curate preached about Mary giving birth to Jesus and Mary's calling, and also some other stuff I'll not go into because I'll be going on too long. I'd gone off a customer who I worked for a building had had a baby. And it was just as though all these coincidences dropped into place, and in a click of my fingers like that, I became a Christian, because I just knew that God were calling me in a split second. And I walked back to my house, and I'd gone to church on my own that morning, and Margaret were at home with the toddler, and I couldn't stop crying, because before that I'd thought there's good and evil, and perhaps God's some kind of force for God, good maybe. But I didn't realise that God knew me as an individual, and he'd call me to do a job. So anyway, getting back to the scripture, I opened my Bible, and on this Bible here, we've got Psalm 39, Psalm 41, all in this two pages. And I thought, well, I'll read down the middle. And my eyes just came to this, and it said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for help. Don't ignore my tears, for I am your guest, a traveller passing through, as my ancestors were before me. Spare me so I can smile again before I am gone and exist no more. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be astounded. They will put their trust in the Lord." And in that amazing, you know, I came and give testimony, because I got that. The whole church is praying for me. And they were able to come back and say this tumour's shrinking. And my diagnosis had gone from palliative care with 2 years to live at the most, to there's a possibility it could be cured. And then after us backtracking to speaking to that guy and him causing all that doubt in my mind, I came back and I prayed, and I felt like God said to me, look at Psalm 94. Well, what I mean by that is I prayed, I were quiet, and the thought Psalm 94 came in my head. And then I opened Psalm 94, started to read down, and I thought, oh, there's not much that relevant. And then when I got to verse 17, it says, "Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have died. I cried out, I am slipping, and your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." I mean, how can you get something more precise than that? "Unless the Lord had helped me, I would have soon died." And I think that because I've done all this questioning over the last few days, it sort of suddenly hit me, because I've been on a bed of prayer and I've not felt negative at all. But on Tuesday, meeting this bloke and then starting to look at information caused all this doubt and turmoil, and shall I continue with this, and shall I do this, and shall I do that? And I got that bit of scripture, just wrote it out with a marker pen, and I stuck it on a mirror in my kitchen. And every time I were tempted to like start having a look at what cancer can do to you, I went and looked at the scripture, and that started to fill me with joy. And that's why I think that God said, I want you to come down to church today and say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I just wanted to share another testimony as well, so thinking about things and thinking about what a wonderful life I've had. And there's like loads of stuff, you know, I've talked about over years. I've been a Christian since I were 29, and I'm now 66, so that's a long time. And when our Daisy were born, my first daughter, that were, I'll have to remember, 1989, I would have been 29 year old. And when she were only a few days old, to give Margaret a break, I got her in the papoose and I went into town. I missed a bit of this, you'll have to forgive me. When Daisy were born, they passed me in the delivery room at Jessup's, they passed her to me. And I don't know why I did it, it's the only one of my children I've done it with, but I just walked into a corner and I just said, Lord, I dedicate this baby to you. And I didn't do that with my son when he was born, because I didn't know God. But anyway, I dedicated Daisy to the Lord just under my breath in the corner, saying, I want nurses to hear me and that, and I were a brand new Christian. And then a few days later, I went into town with her in a papoose, and I went in the cathedral. And then I thought, I'll walk up West Street to CLC, the Christian bookshop, and have a look in there. And I had a look round for a bit and stuff. And then I come out and I walked up to the bus stop, and it was sort of in the middle of a block on West Street to get on the 52 bus to go back home. And there were a bloke there, and if I were remembering him, he looked a bit like, I've seen pictures of Bob Dylan on some LP covers, so he looked a bit Jewish with like curlyish hair, and he were young. And I said, bus came, and I said, you get on. And he didn't say anything, he just like motioned to me, you get on, because I presume he just saw me with a baby in this papoose. And so I got on the bus, and suddenly became aware. I thought, well, where's that bloke? And then I looked up and down West Street, and it were quite, 100 metres or so either way to get to a corner or anywhere to disappear. And he just weren't there. And I came home and I thought about it, and I thought there's loads of times in the Bible where strangers have arrived and things, and they've been angels in disguise. And I really believe with all my heart that God, because I'd dedicated days, had sent an angel, and it was just an amazing thing. And Daisy's had lots of difficulties in her life, things going wrong and stuff, and but God's worked through everything, and now she's like talking at Streetwise, and I'm a bit fed up because she's getting a bit better than me these days, but do you know what I mean? It's just amazing how faithful God is, and we've never forced any of us children to go to church or anything. And yet they've all chosen of their own free will to follow God. And, I'm just so blessed for that to be the case. And one of the things I wanted to finish with today, and then we'll have some time talking around the tables and that, is I'd like you to, I don't know how many people know a song that goes, the angels cry, holy is the Lord, I see the Lord. And I just thought it'd be nice if you can stand up and we could just sing that through together, because I believe I saw an angel that day. And I just want to remember things today, and for you around your tables to remember what God's done. Because it's quite a simple song for those who don't know it. It just, I see the Lord, and his train fills the temple. The angels cry, holy is the Lord, but I'm not a good singer. I'll start it and then hopefully it'll go okay. I see the Lord, I see the Lord, for he is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple, he is high. May the joy of the Lord be with you all. Thank you.